Good morning. A Friday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the U.S. has shattered a single-day record on the COVID-19 virus. We reached more than 75,000 cases, according to the Times database. Drastic measures being put in place now. We also see defiance. Georgia governor suing to end Atlanta's mask rule, and a meeting in Utah among the county commissioners turned into a fight over the wearing of masks as they discussed whether kids should wear them in schools.
Hey, look, this is a pandemic, and we have to do what is right in order to save ourselves. And we do know that wearing masks cuts down the incidence. There's no question we can do it. If the president of the United States says everybody in the country should be wearing a mask right now, and we're going to make that either law or we're going to make it an administrative rule, you would go a long way to achieving it. But no, he thinks his way to electoral success is to say up until now, no masks. No, we wore a mask one time, big deal. And he said, well, maybe people should wear masks. But on the other hand, he's playing the other card. We don't know what he's going to do in terms of his nominating convention. The Democrats have already announced that theirs is going to be virtual, and the Republicans should do the same thing. But here's Trump way behind in the polls, and he thinks that his path to success is what he has had in the past when he had those adoring, roaring crowds handpicked, talking about how wonderful he was. So I doubt he's going to give up on his plan altogether, because if he does, he thinks he's going to lose. He's going to lose, all right. I've been saying that all along, assuming that he doesn't cheat. And cheating they will try. We're already seeing it. I don't want voting by mail, he says. In a pandemic, he says, I don't want voting by mail. That's unbelievable. We are facing our greatest test as a nation that we have ever faced.
And what about Russia trying to steal the virus vaccine data? The dark music in the background is, what does this portend, for example, when it comes to November's elections?
Hey, David, big deal. Do we know that the Russians like Trump because of the dysfunction that's going on in this country? Yes. Will they continue to try to hack? We know they already are and that they will. Our top intelligence people tell us that. The president has yet to be saying a really bad word about Putin or the Russians, leading some people to conclude that they've got something on him. And it is something that we never expected to see from an American president, but yet we are. So the Russians are hacking us to find out how close we are to a vaccination or to a cure because they want it too. So our biggest problem right now is to make sure that the Russians don't get it. This is corporatism at its best. We want the patents and we want them enforced. Look, people are dying all over the world. The name of the game now, if the United States did the right thing, would be to say everybody gets it and everybody gets it for free and everybody gets the access. That's what this country should be all about.
Did you see this story about the struggling company that got the $1.6 billion to make the vaccine? Novavax, from the Times this morning, has received the Trump administration's largest vaccine contract, and the company's 33-year history has never brought a vaccine to market.
It's just unbelievable. This is so typical Trumpism. You reward your friends. It doesn't matter whether they've produced in the past. They can be a nondescript company with no history, and you give them a huge amount of money. Why? Because they're close to you. It's just one more time that Americans shake their head and say, what is with this guy? How does this help him in any way? You know that this kind of thing is going to get out. And once it gets out, people are going to be even more fearful that you're not protecting them and doing the right thing.
And the news doesn't get better. Paul Krugman column today. The next disaster is just a few days away. Millions of unemployed Americans face imminent catastrophe tied to rent, for example. We're expecting the potential for a wave of homelessness as a result of this pandemic, as well as this waiting on the federal government that could potentially occur next week on the HEROES Act.
Which is why they have to do something. I mean, these senators, they may not be good people, especially the Republicans, but they take a look in the mirror and they say, hey, you're not going to be senator much longer, especially if you're in a tight race, if you don't go along with something and go to McConnell and say, you got to protect me. Stop being a jerk and letting the American people suffer. You are so right, David. There are going to be people who continue not to be able to pay their rent hey, landlords are landlords too. It's not as if they're not earning their living that way. I'm not saying that everybody's good. You can't throw anybody out of a house right now. Nevertheless, a lot of people are suffering and unemployment goes on. More and more people are out of jobs. What would you do if you were a boss? Would you say, I'll go bankrupt? No, you let people go. And this president is responsible for so much of it because instead of taking preemptive action from the very beginning, he let it just go. He denied it. And now look where we are.
Well, I wonder if this might mean the election in November could push Trump out of the White House. Biden cuts deep into Trump's 2020 cash advantage. Biden, the DNC, and affiliates have raised tens of millions of dollars, says the AP, from a handful of donors writing big checks to beat Trump. And of course, the money counts in the presidential election.
It does. And it doesn't take much to motivate people when you're talking about Donald Trump. You say, give me money so we can get Trump out of the White House. A lot of people are going to give you money. And that means, of course, you're quite right, that some of the best-heeled people and some of the best-thinking people who have the most money are willing to give you money. You know, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, but he is also one of the richest men in the world, if not the richest. And here Trump has made, you know, a thing about Bezos. There is a sense that you might want to close down the post office. You might want to do anything that you can hurt your perceived enemy. If you were Bezos, would you give money?
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Another great week with you. We'll hopefully get some rest. Keep your mask on over the weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
And that goes for everybody, folks. Be safe. Don't be stupid. Do what you have to do. Because it's easy to say, oh, well, if I get it, I get it. But if you get it, you will be very sorry, as we have learned.